Hi everyone, it's Sierra here and you're listening to the College Podcast.
Hi everyone and welcome to a new week. So this episode is titled The Summer Dilemma. So the Summer Dilemma is kind of just a play on words, but essentially what I'm meaning is it's kind of the time when you're in between, you know, where you're in summer and you have time off school and then you essentially replace school with work, but you still expect to have more time on your hands, but you actually don't because the 40, 45 hours that you spend on school a week just gets replaced with the amount of work you get scheduled for, other stuff that you have to do during the summer. So that is kind of what this episode is going to be about. I'm going to go over my experience and then what I see as others' experience with the summer dilemma. And then I actually did some research and found out what summer is actually for, and then what changes I'm thinking about implementing next year for to kind of combat my summer dilemma. And I know a lot of other people my age are experiencing this dilemma as well. So if you're interested, keep on listening. So like we've done in the episodes prior, I kind of like to start off with kind of like a fun fact or just a random blip of information. So this morning, there was like a beautiful sunrise and stuff. And then there was just like a really weird rainstorm. It was just like really weird. Like the sky was green and stuff. It got super dark again. And then I was kind of in a funk, mainly because I think of the weather, but I'm not quite sure. And so I just pretty much laid in my bed and read and then watched some TikTok. And then the sun started to come out again and it's all bright and looks like nothing happened. And now I'm feeling productive and recording this podcast. So I'm starting to think that my productivity is, kind of in place or in sync with the weather, but who knows? Please let me know if you are the same way. But yeah, so that was kind of interesting this morning. And then also from last week, so a day after I uploaded my first episode, I turned 18, so that's fun. And then I went to like a doctor's appointment on my own, which was scary and a lot, but I guess that's part of being 18. It's weird like signing for yourself and stuff. So yeah, that's kind of a coming of age deal. All right, so now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's kind of get into the episode a little bit more. So I wanted to take some time to explain my experience with the summer dilemma. So essentially throughout the school year, really since 10th grade, I worked one job during the school year that had minimal hours. So, and that was the case in the summers too. So like, for example, my summer from 10th grade going into 11th, I had minimal hours during the summer because I also had minimal hours during the school year. I would work some longer days, but it's not like I was working 40 plus hours a week. And then junior year going into senior year, it was the same case. But then this summer, which is my summer going from 12th grade to being a freshman in college, I got a second job because I wanted to increase my income. So now I work over 40 hours a week. And right when I was getting done with school, I kept on like noticing like I wanted to read a certain book and stuff. And I'd be like, oh, I can read it. You know, in the summer, I'll have more time. Oh, I want to do this like project. Oh, I'll push it off because I'll have more time in the summer. Like, I feel like there's a list of at least 8 things that I wanted to get done this summer, I wanted to do this summer, thinking I'd have all this time. But for me, it's July 28th, and I have a month left of summer, not even. So it's just kind of crazy how, like, again, I haven't read at all as much as I wanted to read and didn't do, like, any art projects or anything. So that part is just kind of interesting. And so I was thinking through a little bit more and planning for this episode and realized that I essentially replaced the amount of time school takes, or like the amount of effort and amount of time I put into school and my extracurriculars with work. So I didn't gain any more time at all, which I just find that so funny that like I had all these plans thinking I would have so much more time during the summer, but now I don't even have really like a full day off anymore. And so I think that's hilarious that I was thinking that, and it's kind of, I don't know. But then I don't know, I've noticed TikToks too where people are saying the same thing, and I'm like, oh, so I'm not crazy. Everyone thinks that they'll have a ton of time in the summer, and then they just don't because we're all working. So yeah, I just kind of found that interesting, and that was my inspiration for this episode. So then I started thinking a little bit more, and I'm like, so I wanted to increase my income and work more during the summer, but then like, why? Because I'm going to work so hard during the school year too, with classes and different things like that, where I'm like, why didn't I just think it's, you know, why didn't I prioritize just taking a break for 3 months or having minimal hours and everything? And so then I realized that there's a lot of pressure to work a lot during the summer. Like, I feel like it's pretty normal for like family, peers, and then just like random people I happen to have a conversation with, and everyone's just like, well, I work during the summer and that's how I afforded something. But then I'm like doing the math. I'm like, I would have to work day and night to even come close to being able to afford college, because college just simply costs more than what someone my age can feasibly make. So I don't know. It's just kind of like a weird thing that I feel like, I don't know, this might be getting a little weird, but I feel like we put a lot of emphasis on hard work, which is great, but sometimes it's not working smarter, and it's simply just working harder. And with that, all of my free time that I have really goes to housekeeping and simple life stuff instead of enjoying my time off with like friends and stuff. Like, I've barely hung out with any friends this summer because we're all working and our schedules are all different. And it is kind of sad, like, how, where the priorities are right now, how it's kind of like, oh, you should get a job to be able to afford school, but then you still want to have a social life and have time for family and stuff like that too, but you just can't have all of that. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and you know, like, I'm human, I get tired, I don't have, you know, the energy to go hang out with a ton of people after I've put in a really long day at work. So it's just kind of weird, and I think there are like a lot of pressure. And I mean, when I notice someone too, like, taking, enjoying a more relaxing summer, I kind of have the tendency too to jump like, oh, they could be working, but I'm like, what are you even working towards? I'm not quite sure. Because it's simply, it could help for some spending money, which is great, but I don't really know if, like, in my experience, because I'm speaking on my behalf, if, like, the amount of energy it takes to work and not really have a break during the summer, if it's really worth it for some spending money, because, you know, you work really hard during the school year, and it's, the school year is designed to be hard and be a lot of work, and you have summer to kind of take a break. So actually, perfect transition to kind of explain what summer is actually for. So I Googled what summer is for, what it's designed for, because I thought it was kind of weird how we take specifically like a certain amount of time off from school, where I feel like if I was designing school, I don't know, to the random school designers or whoever they are that comes up with this stuff. Because it's, school is kind of designed to be like our job, you know? It takes about 40 hours a week to do, and it's something to be responsible for, and it's your job. I remember I had a teacher in eighth grade who asked if we were working, and we're in eighth grade, so I don't think any of us had jobs. Maybe one person in the classroom had a job. And she goes, I just wanted to let you know that school is your job. It's as time consuming as a job, and it's work, and it's meant to grow. And so she's like, you guys might think you're not working, but you're all eighth graders with jobs because school is your job, which I thought that was kind of an interesting note, and how she kind of took time to say that and mention that, which I thought was interesting because I've never looked at school as a job before. But now I'm like, duh, of course it's a job. You know, it's just weird because, and that's why when I talk about work, a lot of the times I mean school too, because it is work. And it's not Yeah, it's work and it's time consuming, but it is, and it's also something you sign up for. So that was a little bit of a tangent that I went on, but essentially my main point is that I just found it was interesting because if school's our job, then why are we taking 3 months away from it? Because, you know, adults have jobs, they work year round. They don't have like a 3 month summer vacation. So I did some Googling and some research, and apparently summer is like meant to harbor life skills and social skills and also be a break for us. So, and I never thought about that before. And that kind of makes sense because if we're going to school for 40 hours a week, we're not going to have as much time for life skills and social skills, but that's essentially what summer is for. And so then I was thinking about that a little bit more. And I guess like working a summer job like definitely has life skills and social skills too. So working is kind of like a catch-22 because working does fulfill what summer is for, which I think is interesting because you learn so much, you know, when you have a job and everything and how to really communicate in the workplace, which are good and I'd say quite necessary skills for one's future. But then I was thinking on the other side of this where like in my group of friends, which I was kind of speaking about, especially throughout a few summers where we all work in industries where like the businesses that we work for are open like all week long for 7 days. So our hours are really, really strange. And that can make it harder for us all to get together. So I feel like working definitely has the life skills and social skills, which was mentioned in a few articles that I've read. But then we're not getting the break part. And then we're also not socializing as like a collective group together because we're working and we're not together. And I do believe breaks are important. Now, I'm not one to really practice what I preach here. But I do seek a certain fulfillment out of work too. So that's also another aspect. But when we work a lot during the school year, a lot of other stuff will fall by the wayside where like the books that I want to read won't get read or the art projects that I want to complete don't get done and stuff. So it's kind of like one has to make the decision where they either find ways to implement these different things that they want to do more into their everyday life throughout the entire year, or if they want to take a break during the summer and relax and do more of those projects. So it's kind of like, do you want to replace your time with work and then just create habits that are more fulfilling, or do you want to save those projects or all of that for the summer? And I don't think it's always stuff that you want to do. I think a lot of it is just having free time to hang out with friends. Because I know I have always been pretty good with like homework and stuff, and my parents are never really on me about that. But I've had friends where that wasn't the case and we couldn't hang out because they had to go home and do their homework right away and stuff. And you don't have homework in the summer. So I guess I think now that I'm thinking about that, I think it's almost more important that we take more of a break in the summer because that's an aspect too. But I guess going into college, the parents being on you aspect isn't there. But then there's also a lot more time for like intermittent socializing. Oh my gosh, that's so lame that I'm saying that. But like, that's definitely something to kind of think about too. Where you have a lot more free time to enjoy just other stuff, because I didn't think about that where, you know, like I've had friends where I couldn't, yeah, like I mentioned, I couldn't hang out with them because I had homework, or like they would get grounded because they didn't get their homework done. It was just a lot of stuff centered around homework. And that is no longer really going to be there in college. So now I'll kind of talk about what I see as other people's summer dilemmas. So like I mentioned, everyone that I know is working. And kind of like a fun work-free summer is not expected, although that is what summer is actually for. So I kind of alluded to this, but I feel like a fun, work-free summer is not expected, although that is what summer is actually for. So I feel like I see some individuals and they either don't work or they work a little bit, and then the rest of their time is really spent having fun and stuff, like stuff that I really want to be doing, but I don't because I work a lot. And I just found that interesting where it's like, I kind of like feel jealous. I'm like, oh man, they're so lazy and stuff. And I'm like, no, they're doing what they should be doing. I'm the one who's working too much. Like it's, you know, I'm to blame. And then I was kind of thinking too, like, where did I get this idea or this mindset that I constantly need to be working and constantly doing stuff? And a lot of it I think is from my parents, because they are definitely like that, where they definitely work too much and work is definitely something that they value. So I think I get a little bit of that from them. But then also, like, it's not like they're on me 24/7 to be working and stuff. So there has to be something too. And I feel like even when I was in high school, like students who had a job, and I was one of those students who had a job pretty young, I feel like they were kind of like, I don't know, I feel like teachers would be like happy about that, or you kind of get cheered on for working. But then I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like I really, 10th grade and working, I don't know. Like I was putting in like pretty good hours too. I don't know. I feel like when we're in school and stuff, working on the side shouldn't really be an expectation, especially if school takes up 40 hours of our time. And then you work after that. Because like, especially towards the end of my senior year, I would have a 40-hour school week. And then I would also work two jobs at, you know, the salon and at a coffee shop. So I was putting in, I think, 20-hour weeks while also being at school, which is a lot, you know, because that's a 60-hour week right then and there with the school and everything. And so I think it's just kind of a lot. And I don't really, although that's obviously kind of like a narrative that I've kind of hung on to or whatever, because I've definitely done that, those things of like working hard and working a lot. But then it's like, I do have something to show for them, because now I will be able to like pay a little bit of my college, you know, out of pocket. But then also, I don't know how much it's really, how much that's really worth, because I'm only like young once and I can only get a certain amount of experiences once. And I really wonder now, looking back, like how much I'm missing out on. And maybe I'm not missing out on that much because, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I could be at these jobs and learning other stuff that I haven't put together yet. So it's all just kind of food for thought. It's not, I don't really know if there is one way to go. But I don't know. I'm kind of just thinking out loud where I don't know which one is better, because now that I'm thinking too, like, I've definitely learned stuff from the jobs I work at, especially like how to handle customers who are upset. Just different like life skills too. Like when working at like the coffee shop I work at, I've learned how to work with people who, well, I've learned how to work in a team, because I'm not very athletic. So this is like, it's not like I've played sports and learned how to like play with a team. But at the coffee shop I work at, that's definitely a team effort. And then with that too, I've learned like how to work with people who don't have a very like strong work ethic or don't put too much like effort, just like overall effort into what they do. And it's kind of hard to put out a good product with that. And so, yeah, I think kind of that team aspect is important too. So maybe that's why I work there instead of doing other stuff with my summer. But it's all kind of interesting to see kind of how everyone's summer shapes out and everything. And I don't think there's one wrong way. I don't think there's one right or wrong way to do something, but I don't know, looking back, if I would choose to work as much as I did this summer, because I already feel like summer is pretty much over. And it also feels like it hasn't even started, which is kind of sad. So I keep on like looking at like the last week of summer where I don't have work. I'm like, woohoo, I'll have a little break. But it's like, no, this whole 3 months was a break, but I didn't take that break, which is kind of sad because I noticed like the day after graduation, I like had to work the next day, like right away in the morning and stuff. And that's just kind of sad. Like, I shouldn't have, you know, I should have said something and not put my, and not have been put on the schedule for that day. Cause it's like, I don't know. I feel like getting rushed into the next thing and just replacing those hours right away isn't the best move. All right. So I've kind of gotten into this already, but now I want to talk about how I'm going to combat this summer dilemma and kind of like also what I'm going to do next year. So one thing to like acknowledge, there is a cap on what we can make with the jobs available to like our skill set, which is, well, our meaning like if you are in my age group, but basically there's a cap on the type of earnings or income I could make on a job that is available to me with my skill set. So I kind of question how much my effort is actually worth because I worked a lot, but then I feel like the amount of money I make, I don't know if it really equals out, but then also I learn a lot from my jobs too. So I kind of want to, I'm thinking about working just a little bit, like minimal hours during the school year, because working the amount I did during the school year last year, especially towards the end, was too much. And then I kind of want to keep the light hours during the summer as well. And again, I'm all thinking of this, like, it could change too, because having extra money for the upcoming school year is really, really nice. But then also, I think there are some ways to kind of balance out, like, the summer dilemma. I don't know. I keep on calling that. I don't know. I thought it was a clever name for it. But also just, like, planning out at least one fun thing each week to do in the summer. So then, you know, you actually feel like you've had a break. And also, if you really want to be, like, a super well-balanced person, plan out one fun thing to do every single week, because I sure don't do that. But I'm sure people who are like a lot more balanced and fulfilled do that. And I would love to get to that point where I plan out like a fun thing to do every week. I know I had a planner like a year and some back where it had like a little thing where it would plan out your day and stuff, and at the end it would say like tonight, so you would like plan like a fun thing you would do after school or work. And so I started doing that for a while, and that was really fun too. Sometimes they're light stuff like Netflix and popcorn, but then there's sometimes like going out to dinner with friends and stuff. So that's kind of just a good idea, I think, all around to do, but something I'll definitely do for the rest of the summer and then for the upcoming school year and summer. And then also, I think just creating a balance between work and life in the summer is really important, so then you can be rested for the school year. Because I feel like it's just such a like a gross feeling of like, oh, I worked so hard during the summer and now I have to work so hard during the school year just so then I can work really hard during summer and then I'm going to work really hard during the school year, and just over and over and over again. So I think finding that balance will be really important too. But again, I'm just going through this now and it's all just a huge learning curve, but I'll definitely give you all updates and everything. Please write in to kind of let me know if you're relating to this in any way, because I definitely see on social media a lot of people talking about their experiences with like feeling super burnt out during the summer when it's a time where you're supposed to feel rejuvenated. But I wish that my kind of podcast talking a little bit more about summer was a little bit more upbeat and cheery, but I guess I'm keeping it real and kind of saying where I'm at in summer right now. I'm just kind of tired and just kind of like, I don't know, I'm not really feeling overly fulfilled by my work and stuff and more wanting to enjoy summer and stuff. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, make sure to like or rate my podcast wherever you listen to it. And also give a review if you wish, because that helps me out and helps other people be able to see my podcast, which is awesome. I guess this podcast was kind of short and sweet, I guess, kind of like summer. So there you go. But make sure that you write in to see if right into this, because I'd love to get some stories about your summer dilemma or any of your college stories of going into college to your freshman year. So if you're listening to this and have been a freshman in college, please write me a story because I'd love to make an episode on this. And again, my email, which it will be in the description of this podcast too, but it's college.podcast, and that's podcast with an S at the end, so plural. And again, that is college.podcast with an S at the end, so plural. All right, thank you so much for listening. You have a great day, and I am looking forward to recording next week's episode and getting that one out for you all as well. All right, I'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you.